Next patient is Richard Seaman. That is S-E-E-M-A-N, Seaman. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 3/31/1950. Date of visit is 7/27/22. Age 72. Next paragraph. Oh, please make a copy for Beth Patel, ARNP. Beth, B-E-T-H. Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Next paragraph. Dear Beth, thank you for sending Richard Seaman for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His parental illness. This is a 72-year-old male with a past history for hypertension and diabetes mellitus, and history for permanent pacemaker placement with pacemaker lead and infection has recently been sent for a chest CT, which showed a flattened tracheal lumen suggestive of tracheomalacia. The patient, however, denies shortness of breath, but has an occasional cough, denies wheezing, no chest tightness, and has no nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph, past history. Includes history for CHF and history was CABG times 3, prior history of esophageal narrowing with dilatation, and history for hyperlipidemia and hypertension. He has had CABG times 3 and surgery to surgery for AICD placement, which was replaced twice due to pacemaker lead and pacemaker pocket infection. And also has a history for cardiomyopathy and had a TURP done as well as ganglion cyst removed. And let's see. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 30 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to Lipitor and peanut. And Zitia. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart failure. Mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts, glaucoma. There's no vertigo, but has some hoarseness, no nosebleeds. has nighttime awakening with urinary frequency, no hay fever. He has shortness of breath, no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms, but has occasional chest pains and jaw pains, and no calf muscle pains, but has legs falling. No depression, no anxiety, no easy bruising. Has mild joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male was no acute distress, no pyelorectal cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 198, saturation 97. HGND and non-cephalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, torus clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and asthma, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Symmetries, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor depth, with cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Probable COPD. Number 2, tracheomalacia. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study with flow volume loops. And was advised to get a CBC IgE level and a BMP. You will also use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 2 months. Early if necessary. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for me, please. Copy also for Beth Patel, B-E-T-H, Patel, P-A-T-E-L, A-R-N-P. Thank you. Let's talk to this other.